Hello, everyone. Great to finally find a community where I can share my experience, advice, and also receive advice as well. As you know, this club is dedicated to women who have had to resort to rather extreme measures to control the little men in their lives. Like so many other women, the choice to put my 15-year-old son into chastity was not an easy one. But ultimately, I do think it was necessary for his well-being, as well as our family. I'm a single mother with two children, my son and my daughter. My daughter is a year younger. The reason I had to put my son into chastity begins with my son trying to be a typical teenage boy and show off to his friends. He thought it'd be fun to shimmy up a light post in a parking lot and see how high he could get. The answer is 20 feet, or so he told me. He slipped and broke his fall by putting his hands out in front of him as he hit the ground, resulting in two broken arms. I was livid at him. I thought I had raised him better than that. And as I was soon to find out, I really had misjudged him. The doctor said due to multiple fractures and breaks in his arms, he was going to be in cast for at least 3 months. He was basically helpless without the use of his arms. Luckily, my daughter was more than willing to help out. So we both shared the responsibility of taking care of my son's needs. Needless to say, things got personal really quickly. Having to help him dress, go to the bathroom, shower, etc. About a week after he got home, I went to say goodnight and opened up his room door, and I saw a huge tent under the bedsheets where he was resting. First, I thought it was a joke of some kind, because whatever it was very tall. He looked so embarrassed, and I quickly realized that it was actually him. That's when it occurred to me. Either he was rubbing against the sheets and using that to pleasure himself, or he may have accidentally had a wet dream. Either way, it would be my daughter or I who would have to clean up his mess after the weeks of build-up. I didn't want to have to deal with that. I promptly removed his sheet so he had nothing to use as friction. When I saw how engorged his member was, I should have known it would turn into a bigger issue later. I told him that I had raised him better than this, and he better show some restraint and self-control, or else there would be consequences. As if that wasn't bad enough, it got even more awkward about 2 weeks into it when I was drying him off after a shower. I was drying his legs when I looked up and noticed his erection not an inch from my face. I mean, I understood to a certain extent. He was a teenage boy. These things happen, but what alarmed me was that I usually wore a bikini when I showered him, since it was easier, and I saw him staring at my breasts. Granted, I have double D's, but still, I am his own mother. I decided to ignore it, and very quickly dried his penis, doing my best not to stimulate it any more than I had to. The straw that finally broke the camel's back was about a month after he was home. I was reading in my living room when my daughter came out of my son's room and sat down next to me. She explained that her brother had just propositioned her for a hand job. I could hardly believe my ears when she told me. He said, "I haven't come since I came home. My balls ache. Please, you have to do something." We both entered his room and sat on his bed to have a chat with him. I asked him to explain how he had been feeling. As we sat there, the inevitable tent from under the sheets came again. He finally confessed that what my daughter said was true. He explained without any release he was in discomfort, and that my daughter and I were making it worse by wearing our choice of clothes. I was a bit confused because I was under the impression that I had raised a good kid who didn't masturbate. So why would this be so bad for him? And then he explained he used to orgasm about twice a day before the accident. I could see his hips slightly moving under the covers. It was obvious he was trying to get off using the sheets with both me and his sister right there in the room. I was very proud of my daughter. She noticed the same thing and promptly removed the sheets to stop him. Granted, that just put him on display, so to speak, but we both blushed at how large he was. Looking, though, it seemed he removed the sheets just in time. A tiny bit of clear fluid trickled down. I didn't want to alarm him or anything, but I was livid. I bit my tongue and politely told him that I would think it over. But that I did agree that he did need something to help. My daughter and I left the room, and she looked concerned and asked me, "What are you going to do? I feel violated by my own brother." That's when I went online. Through my research, I discovered male chastity. The thing was, I didn't want to merely use it to control him. I wanted to correct this behavior. Alone, the fact that he masturbated, let alone so often, was the problem. But now he was eyeing both me and my daughter as sexual objects. That's when I discovered a collie's teeth bracelet, a small device that locks around his shaft just under the head that has spikes in it. So whenever an erection occurs, it causes pain and works to correct the behavior. It was perfect. My son is circumcised, so there wouldn't be any major hygiene issues with foreskin. The package took about a week to arrive. During that week, things just got worse. He got more irritable and was taking it out on my daughter and I. The emotional abuse was bad, but I kept my cool knowing it was arriving in the mail soon. Finally, the day arrived. Anticipating that he may get hard, I told my daughter to bring some ice with her into her brother's room. He looked at us cautiously, at the ice and then the package, as he laid in bed. I said to him, "Look, I know these past few weeks have been difficult, and I thought long and hard about what you said, and I agree. We need to do something to help you." After the words escaped my mouth, he started to get hard, and I realized I probably shouldn't leave him to believe that we would take care of it by allowing him to orgasm. His member grew larger than I'd ever seen it before. Thank God I remembered the ice. At first I felt bad, but in retrospect, it was his fault for making such an assumption. I continued, "In this box, I have something that will help. Your unwanted sexual thoughts, erections, and frustrations trying to masturbate are all over." His cock twitched. He was clearly continuing to misconstrue my intent. I nodded at my daughter, and she took the ice and put it in a small baggie. Then she gently placed it on his shaft. He looked at us curiously and asked, "What are you doing?" That's when I removed the Callie's teeth bracelet from the packaging. When he saw the spikes, he gulped. It was amusing watching his penis shrink in fear. As if it knew it was going to be punished for its unruly behavior, he started to plead and asked me not to put it on. He even promised to be better with his mood and not to bother either of us again, and I told him, "We're way past that, honey." I quickly grabbed his flaccid penis and attached the Callie's teeth bracelet under his head. His girth was a bit more than I thought, so the device didn't fit that well. As a result, the spikes dig in a bit even when he's not aroused. I tried to look at it as a constant reminder of how he should behave. I said to him, "We probably don't need to lock it in your current condition, but we will lock it just the same," the click of the lock punctuating the end of the sentence. I was a bit surprised and frankly thought it was a bit much, but my daughter proceeded to palm his bloated testicles and give them a hard squeeze. "And remember, there are always more permanent solutions we can consider." For the record, neither I nor my daughter would ever consider castration as an option, but I think it was a positive thing to instill the threat into my son's head, both of them. It was a tough adjustment period for about 2 weeks. Well, at least for him. As for my daughter and I, we felt kind of relieved and cut loose. It was summertime, so we constantly wore mini skirts and our bathing suits around. It was amusing watching him wince as he got his much-deserved comeuppance. The best example was when my daughter took a shower while my son and I were watching television. The linen closet where we keep the towels requires you to go through the living room if you're coming out from the bathroom. Well, apparently my daughter forgot to bring a towel in the shower with her, so she left the bathroom au naturel. My daughter is like me, double D breasts, slim with a slight hourglass figure, and athletic. She ventured out, and my son yelped in agony as he stared at his sister. I laughed. "Well, that'll teach you." My daughter chuckled too as she bent over and retrieved the towel from the bottom of the closet. That's when he got testy. "It's not funny," he yelled. "This is unbearable, and it's not fair." Well, that brought the lighthearted mood to a screeching halt. I got annoyed at him and admonished him. "Your sister and I have every right to wear or not wear whatever we want. Moreover, you have no right to complain about it. And the last thing, your sick, incest driven thoughts need to stop. Or else that more permanent solution your sister mentioned may have to become a reality. That shut him up real good. While he never complained verbally again, it was apparent that the KTB was necessary. For example, it became easier just to join him in the shower each night, since I had to shower too. I would remove my bathing suit during it to clean myself. I would normally ask him to look away, but I knew that the pain from the device would teach him a lesson. I didn't bother. I was hoping he would do it to himself out of respect for me. It was clear without the KTB he would have, at the very least, made the situation awkward with his manhood, if not try to sexually assault me. Finally, he started to learn that the more he sexualized his sister and I, the more it resulted in pain. Then about a week before the casts were moved, he was finally acting nice and averting his eyes without any prompting. I was highly encouraged by this change, but he was sadly trying to fool me. He knew the casts were coming off soon and wanted to be able to remove the device of his own right so he could go fiddle with himself. I didn't know this until about 2 hours after we'd come home from getting his cast removed when he asked for the key. I asked him point blank, "What are you going to do once it's off?" He looked away, and I knew instantly that the last week of good behavior was just an attempt to lull me into thinking he was reformed. I told him no, and then he became very emotional. He broke down in tears, and I walked over and hugged him, resting his head on my breasts. He was having a hysterical reaction, and I think the hormones in his body were just so built up that he needed to cry. I almost let him out at this point. Any mother knows they hate to see their child in tears, but I knew I had to be strong and let him work through it. He'd adjust to the hormones in his situation soon enough. Well, that was almost a year ago, and the progress has been great. One of the best parts about the KTB is that even wet dreams or spontaneous ejaculation become basically impossible because anything close to it causes increased blood flow and the pain wakes him up so he can calm himself down. And as time has progressed, I realized how fortunate the accident actually was to put us in this situation. I spoke with another mother who has a daughter in my son's class. She's much more open-minded about sex than I am and has instilled that in her daughter. I don't approve, but who am I to judge how other people choose to raise their kids? Anyway, she told me that her daughter had apparently mentioned to my son that it was well known in his class for having a very large penis and that several girls, including her, really wanted to see it and sleep with him. Well, obviously, this has put the kibosh on that. And apparently her daughter was terribly upset when my son turned her down. I'm proud of him for making such a choice. But then again, I guess it wasn't much of a choice. I suppose he could have pleasured her without anything in return, but he's still working on his selfishness in that respect. Anyway, that's my story. I can't wait to hear all of your stories as well. So who wants to go next?